ready?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, Brad Holden, I'll bring the meeting back to order after a brief recess. Time is 3:17. So we have located the long-lost email, and we're ready to proceed, so. Okay. I don't know where to go from here. Is there new updates since we last met with the board?
There's a handful, yeah, and it's not helpful that we included in the email, because we're all looking at it now, but. So Shane has resigned as our treasurer. Funny, I'm looking at the email we wrote to you, but. And the board has voted to part ways with our executive director. Her last day will be a week from today. Which is the third, is that right?
Yes.
Would you mind scrolling down a little bit on that page? Perfect.
Gotcha.
And we voted to engage with an outsourced accounting firm. We don't feel like it makes sense anymore to have the accounting all run through a volunteer board member. And so we are in the process of getting that set up. It's being evaluated this week, and we're collecting some quotes and figuring out what the best way is to pursue fixing the accounting systems inside the organization. So I believe, Tyler, Nick, if you want to jump in, I believe those were the high-level updates, and then the rest were the records request from...
So we went through that request that Rick provided with our treasurer kind of stepping down directly after our last meeting. We tried to materially comply with everything that you guys requested. We did provide proof of insurance. The employment records that you requested, bank statements for 24 months. We have some QuickBooks statements in there, I believe. Those are something that we're needing that outside accounting help to get squared away to where they're actually meaningful. But we did provide you everything that we had and that we could so that you guys can take a look at it.
Nick, is there anything you wanted to add?
Sorry, were you happy with anything you wanted to add?
Yes.
Not too much. What I will say is that we going through everything that QuickBooks does continue to need and historically have a bunch of inaccuracy in it, and we did our best to balance that prior to this request being submitted. That being said, I think as Tyler kind of alluded to, there is still a discrepancy and a number of discrepancies that we as a board want to identify and fix. And just showing that what we have is full transparency. In terms of some of the questions regarding staffing, a bit of the same in terms of some QuickBooks issues, but we've spent the last couple of days with the HR director over West Valley to verify everything we can, make sure what y'all do have is the most accurate. You'll see on the doc a number of the questions. The answer is noted with an asterisk. There are some... we elaborate a bit on the responses at the bottom of the document there in section 2. So if there's any questions, we can happily go off from that. And I do apologize. I have to mute my computer every time, so I can't hear anybody respond to counteract the feedback of the SEO.
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Who's running the place today?
So, Ruben, thank you. I struggle with names sometimes. He's the HR director. He's stepping in. He's been filling that role for Jen since she went on maternity. And
it should be noted as well that we've been working with Best Friends Animal Society. And we've signed a contract. They're going to provide an executive consultant who's going to come in and help us get a gauge of what's going on at the animal shelter, ensure that we're not having any, decrease in the coverage or care for the animals that are at West Valley, as well as looking at some of our policies, bookkeeping, that type of stuff, and providing some guidance to the board on what we can do to make things run a little bit better. So I believe that contract is for a 90-day period. We can extend that if we find that we still need the support, but we will be having some outside support from Best Friends provided to make sure that everything's running smoothly.
Yeah. And I'll add on to that. There is a file in this supporting document, and that is a copy of that contract. As we wanted to provide that, not finalized to any one individual, as we're still recruiting, unfortunately. But the independent contractor agreement will provide some context for the county as to what we're expecting, job duties, expectations of that role that we'll be deploying. For Best Friends, that is actually a pretty traditional and standard program that we do deploy. We consider it in our embed program. Because of the situation with West Valley, we've modified it so we can act quicker and don't have to go through some of the same HR background, and we can pull straight from an independent contractor role to fill that as soon as we can identify the right candidate. I'm breaking. If there's any questions?
Questions?
I do have a question, and we're just receiving information in real time here, but I'm looking at, I think it's page three. Yes, page three. So you've got the budget to actuals on that in question seven. I'm sorry, question eight. Is there an amount of fund balance or a reserve that I'm not seeing, or can you point it out? And like in 22 and 23, you've got over $800,000 in costs that exceed what you budgeted. I don't know. Help me understand what all that means.
Nick, do you want to speak to that? Actually, I'd clarify. I don't know.
Sure. So the best that I can provide in terms of that context, the budget that are provided there are, and I guess I'll preface with this for clarity. It's no surprise, and this has been stated, but all action prior to really July here, for the most part, was under board direction, executive direction of individuals who are not in this room and haven't had any ability to provide insight on the budget. However, what we have is what was from budget documents and planning documents that were stored under West Valley's documents, and they were verified as that's what they used with the current executive director. The 2024 budget is pulled from a worksheet, which is why you'll see an asterisk there, and there's some, like I said, some more context in the supporting answers, the section three. The actuals are what for 22 and I think 23, if I'm not mistaken, were pulled from reports that were completed by and the executive director and shared and stored on their docs. Did our best to verify that against the QuickBook balances that we were able to see. However, I will state again that the QuickBooks kind of state that it is currently in or was in at this time. It's not one where I am backing that with full confidence. This was the best information available at the time based on the records as they exist in the West Valley documents and QuickBooks account.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, so clarification. So your HR director is also the executive director today, or interim?
Interim, yeah. Yes.
He's not formally placed as the executive director. He is still filling the role as HR director in terms of is actually, Caleb, you might want to speak to this further, but the executive director is still currently holding her role on maternity leave. Pending the action discussed at the beginning here of parting ways.
So West Valley contracts with a company that runs payroll and provides HR support, and the original intent 3 months ago was to transition Ruben into an assistant director role. I would say that's probably a more accurate reflection of his title for the last few months. And so that's, so I answer your question.
Well, the follow-up, Mr. Chairman, would be what's the plan going forward after 8-3?
Yeah. So, Nick, do you want to go first or me too?
I'll go ahead and take that, Caleb. Okay. So the individual that we'll be placing in the role will have, and we wouldn't do this if they didn't, will have the ability and capacity to work as their executive director. The agreement that was signed with West Valley between Best Friends gives them authority as such a role that will continue, and part of that plan worked for them is to assist the board in the identifications and recruitment of a long-term executive director. If that period goes past 90 days, speaking from a best friend standpoint, we will obviously assess the kind of impact that individual's had and extend if need be. There are also conversations or have been historical conversations that need to be continued with local support, for example, support from potentially Idaho Humane or other groups within the sheltering network within the state to see if we can get some other support if need be. But having somebody placed in a, essentially we consider an embed role, will fulfill those same duties as a interim executive director, for example. Does that help clarify?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'm just asking the questions. I mean, we're in the middle of finalizing a county budget. You guys have put a request in. We're engaged in a year-to-year lease. That lease is up at the end of September. You guys are in a really bad spot to try and convince me to go and renew a lease with an organization that is leaderless and has extreme amount of turmoil. You know, as we've discussed multiple times now, so I'm just curious what the sales pitch is here to continue to engage with the organization as it is, or ask my legal counsel sitting behind you to draft paperwork to solicit outside other organizations to run the place. That's kind of where I'm at.
If I may, I can't tell if that's open for response.
It is. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Those are incredibly accurate points. I don't think anybody on the board, I won't speak for anybody else, but I think those are incredibly accurate points and are not something we would dispute. I will say, in terms of the leadership piece, I actually came to Best Friends when I first started as one of these individuals we are aiming to place in this role. It is something that we deploy programmatically across the nation, honestly. I can think of at least six, I think, active at this time. These programs are built to provide adequate, if not in some cases above adequate, support for organizations in a similar situation in terms of leadership. Unfortunately, within animal welfare, we see a gap in the amount of qualified individuals who can fill these roles far more often than we would like to see. One piece of it being successful is quite obviously support from all sides, not just from a structural perspective, but wanting to know, you know, jurisdictional partners are aware and understanding of that, and I, to this point specifically, would be happy to, from a best friend standpoint, meet and dive deeper into what that means, looks like, and provide some historical context and programmatic context around what this type of support actually means. It is not inconsequential or not substantial as to amount of financial support is being injected into West Valley, even just for this one piece, not to mention Best Friends, because they are invested in the success of West Valley, but more importantly, the well care support and continuation of fantastic animal practices within the jurisdiction, which West Valley has historically provided. To the larger piece of the financials, that is, again, something that is undoubtedly without question. There is a problem with that, and that is something that every single person who is representing West Valley today is more than aware of and not turning a blind eye from. What I can say is that, as being an individual who has been part of these conversations with other jurisdictions as a best friend support role, it is a tremendously hard situation or a shelter to be in. It is a harder situation for the community and even a harder one for the jurisdictions who are contracting with it. There's no question. What I can say and what I would say with confidence is that to bring in and to restart, to refresh, to bring in new contractors to fill this role is a tremendously large challenge that would have a huge impact on the care of not just the animals, but the services, even the contract services that are provided to the community. I would highly recommend, again, aside from just my determination to support West Valley, but from a purely animal welfare perspective, again, as somebody who started on the municipal side and been in this role to do exactly this, an undertaking that would be drastically hard to achieve the same level of care and support within a period of time that West Valley would need the same to get back to where it needs to be. For that being said, the sake of in cost and time to get everything stood up and get a new organization in this time where financials for all organizations are really a challenge, creates a lot of unknowns that are a risk to the services and the animals and the community. And I'm going to stop here and go off mute.
And I will add, I mean, you're aware we are 6 seconds on this board, right? This is we're new to this role. Our focus since we last met is on a couple of things. Making sure we have the right leadership in place. We decided we don't, and that we need to make a change there. It's been making sure that we have a good understanding of what's been happening with the finances up to this point. Again, just for lack of time on the board, we did not. And so we were able to dig in and provide you with what we had. But our focus for the last couple of weeks has been making sure that the doors stay open, focusing on the lease piece. And so being able to get to a point where minimally the ongoing, you know, doors that we have can stay open, and then we can figure out what it looks like to build a good relationship with you where there is that ongoing trust, because I don't blame you for not, based on what's happened up to this point. And I would like to see that turn in a different direction. And so we've, for lack of a better phrase, been going very much one step at a time, trying to figure out the state of everything, where it's at right now, making sure we are able to meet any requests from the county. And my hope for the meeting today was that we figure out, okay, what going forward, what does that need to look like? I guess that's the only other piece of that.
Chairman. And
four.
Technically, we have three permanent board members, and then Nick has been filling in as a non-voting member due to his status with Best Friends, the pending grant, and that embed contract. He's been abstaining from any votes. So a total of four, only three current voting members. And that's after Shane's resignation, directly after that last meeting that we had with you folks.
Bylaws are getting under review.
I want to say a very big thank you to Aaron. He provided those bylaws the last time that we met. That has been a huge help. We went through, made a couple of small changes to those, and we should be voting to formally adopt those at our next board meeting on Monday. So that was a huge, huge thank you to both the county and Aaron for providing those to us.
It's a big deal. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Nick introduce himself and like his and who he is or what his position is?
I assume he's the gentleman that was there at the open house that we shook hands with.
Correct. Nick, would you like to?
That's correct. That was the piece. For the sake of the record, Nick Lippincott, Senior Manager of Life Saving Programs for Best Friends Animal Society.
Thanks, Zach, for making that be put on the record. Well, how would we like to proceed? You were interrupted, Commissioner Van Beek.
No, it's fine. I do appreciate, I said this last time, but I know there's people really desperately trying to get this organization to serve the community well. In the interim, it would appear I have received a call from the community about how it's operating. Evidently, there's social media that is, I'm trying to be careful, finger pointing back to the county, basically, about maybe assistance that's not being granted, and we want the record to be set straight that we are simply owner of a building with a tenant trying to provide a service. We have an equal invested, maybe not equal, but a vested interest on both sides. That being said, Chairman, sometimes I don't think it's a bad process. I hear what Nick is saying, and I appreciate what he's saying, but maybe in the interest of looking at the community and having that be a process that's vetted, an RFP may not be a bad thing. That certainly you would be welcome to put that back in there, trying to get a reorg happening. You have tenure, you know the facility, all of that. But there is interest from the community to look at that. So I've been asked to, if we go to an RFP process, there are people that want to be notified to be able to submit materials for that.
Can I just for sake of clarity, I realize this wasn't the main point of what you were addressing, is the statement that there's been some finger pointing on social media from West Valley toward the county, or just in general, or both?
Well, and I don't want to do anything more than say, they had a different understanding after our conversation of what the county was actually providing, which is significant, I believe. And it just cleared the air. But local veterinary clinics and people in the community know that there's an issue with historically where they've been able to take animals. They're not providing any cat services right now. So that whole, it's forcing a balloon out into the community that, you know, I think it highlights how much this shelter was providing in terms of service to members, but it also points to we need a functional with good financials, and I know you understand all that, so I'm saying that with a lot of grace, but the perception, and I don't know where it came from. That's the real and the right answer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If I may?
Sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. And thank you for clarifying in terms of the social media point. One thing that I want to make very clear on behalf of, you know, my personal perspective, but also I think that of the board and as West Valley, for animal welfare programming to be successful at any scale, whether it's purely contract services, whether it's contract services and quite a robust set of programming that West Valley had secondary to that, that was, you know, donor funded and mostly in part. The only way it does truly succeed is when there is support and a team approach to this. And what I mean by that is, you know, we would not and definitely do not say in any way that the county, any jurisdictional contractors are anything but something we support and appreciate 1,000%. These services are critical and you know, being able to provide those and elaborate and build out the service system that is able to hit all these different points is a tremendous thing that many communities do not have access to. So the fact of, you know, West Valley having, you know, such a large amount of service being, you know, I think second largest in the state in terms of its scale and being able to maintain that programming is incredibly important to West Valley and as you said, I think incredibly important to the community. But what I'll also say is it's incredibly important that those services are scaled responsibly and done, you know, programmatically where they're sustainable. I think that is something that is possible 100% for West Valley and for the community here. I think, like you said, seeing the services scaled back as of late to really just the contract services that, you know, we're able to provide through for the county and cities, did show, you know, hey, the community does want certain things, and they deserve it. You know, this is something that we want to make sure they can have back. But I think that it is going to be contingent, critical even, that, you know, we're doing that in a way that it's not going to have a negative impact on the longevity of the facility, right? I worked within shelters myself in a director role where those services were pushed too soon or scaled before there was the ability to meet the needs long-term, and that is not the position the West Valley needs to be in. That is not the position that the county and contractors need to be put in terms of responding to that. And going forward, one of the, I think, highlight items, which is why we're very happy to try to get somebody in this role, in a consulting role, to assess on-the-ground programmatic capabilities, both within the short-term and long-term, is going to be critical for, again, that long-term success. Does that mean that if there's full support with the grant injected, that will be substantial, like I said, from Best Friends? If there is, you know, full buy-in from the contractors or jurisdictions, we'll get there, but it's not going to be the flipping of a light switch, right? Like I said, it needs to be done responsibly and programmatically so it sustains.
I would like to ask, and I'm okay if this is not the right moment to address, if you can address, respond to Nick first, but one of the things I would like to understand is, taking into account everything that's happened to date, what does it look like for the county to have confidence in West Valley Humane Society? And I mean, you can speak broadly or literally in terms of, you know, biweekly financial reporting or some, you know, something that granular, but that's where I, one of the areas I'm interested in addressing before we're done here.
Do you
want to
respond to that?
Mr. Chairman, I think my questions kind of allude to that. Like, you don't have stable leadership. You don't have an executive director. I have no idea what your financial situation is. I mean, I see this letter, but I don't see anything other than what I've been provided before or been provided by former employees and board members. That basically paints a picture of, you have a dumpster out in front that is burning cash as fast as you can shovel it in. And so far, I mean, you guys seem like pretty decent humans, but that's all I have to go on as far as what's going on over there. I mean, I'll address this section 3 real quick. I'm pretty sure May was approved this week. I have not seen an invoice for June, and I would be wholly uncomfortable with going to a 3-year lease, having just put onto the record what I did, versus a 12-month. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, sir. I think that's fair and understandable, right? And I think maybe to piggyback off of Caleb's statement, or, you know, what the question to elaborate on is, if these are the things that they, you know, this is where we are, this is, you know, what is here in front of you. Like, I know the board over discussions has been solely focused on wanting it to be incredibly clear to all jurisdictional partners that this is something that we are going to be completely transparent about the current state. It's not a great state. We don't have to deny that. In turn, you see what that is, and that is what's there. But in terms of, you know, getting to these places where those questions, those potential asks could be answered, is what does that mean more? Or maybe it is more granular, and maybe that's a conversation for another time, and we'd be more than happy to have it. But the right questions and the right answers go hand in hand. So, you know, we want to help find the right questions that you want answers to, and we want to get you answers to them. I want to make sure that's very clear. And, you know, in terms of the other pieces, you know, there is a lot of fiscal responsibility to keep it fairly brief that needs to be taken on and addressed and set up on a clear path for success. I've seen organizations where they were drastically in honestly a worse situation than West Valley is today, and I'd be happy to provide context to that if the board asks. But I think also there is a, just again, to be fully open and transparent to everybody here today, you know, there is a secondary conversation that I would recommend and put out here just so it's on honestly to be on record, even for the conversation of RFP planning, if that were to go that way. I would greatly expect a very few organizations to be able to provide even the core services at the rates they are being provided, speaking from a national average perspective. You know, when we do break things down, we are looking at, you know, contracts that do provide a very, I don't want to use the word inadequate, but I'll be totally honest and transparent for the record. It is, in many ways, just for core services, number that doesn't equate to like the proper care that we expect in best practices nationwide for animals within sheltering. You know, those, now I say that to be very clear that I do not say any of that is the contributing factor, the reason, or any of the other words for the state West Valley is currently in, but in terms of the other question as well, as to, you know, the financial state and RFPs and all those pieces of it, there is, you know, the math that we did on my end, I think we're averaging about $7 plus per animal per day in care, with a national average of around $12 to $13 per day per animal, just within that mandatory hold time of 5 days or 7 days, whatever it may be. There are some things that, again, I do point and say this was on the responsibility of West Valley and prior board and leadership to have brought up and discussed things like that much sooner. And I say that because I want to be clear that we're not having a discussion about those needs right now because that's not what our focus is. But it is a part of maybe a larger discussion at a later time, in terms of regardless of whom is in the role, setting the community and the services expected up for success.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Let me try answering it this way. If I was in your shoes, I would have shown up today and treated this like I was presenting a business plan to an investor. I would have shown up with whatever the plan was going to be, the financials that were related, your plan going forward beyond the executive director, because you're essentially asking the county to partner with you and invest in your organization to provide you a building for $12 a month plus $300,000 a year in ongoing support. Right now, I have no idea what you guys are going to do. I have no idea who Best Friends is. Information is absolutely necessary, and I basically have none of it. In satisfying a personal requirement to feel comfortable to say, yes, I am willing to tell the taxpayers of Canyon County that we're going to levy $300,000 from you and give it to your entity on top of having to keep up the building that we already own.
Commissioner Brooks, may I try and answer that
sure.
question a little bit differently?
Well, through the chairman.
Go ahead.
So I understand exactly what you're asking, and if I were sitting in your position, I would have the exact same question. I think I would approach it very similar to what you're stating. I think the challenge that we've faced as a relatively new board is we're fighting battles on multiple fronts. So we're trying to address everything all at once. Perhaps we're not doing that in a way that satisfies that personal bar that you've set. But we look, you know, what we've been able to do in the last couple of weeks, gotten a grant from Best Friends Animal Society. They're a nationwide organization, nonprofit organization that's dedicated to ensuring that these animals get the services that they need. So bringing in a national expert to kind of help us, who aren't so well versed in animal care, we thought that was something that was important to do. We've gotten a grant to meet some of those short-term funding needs. We have a possibility of getting an additional grant to provide some of those additional needs so that we're not coming to the county and begging for immediate emergency support. We're trying to get that handled through Best Friends. As far as in the terms of executive leadership, you know, we've had conversations with county commissioners about perhaps the lack of faith in some of the people who are in that position in the past. The board got together and they voted that, you know, we were probably aligned with the county commissioners. You know, for whatever reason, the executive director and the former board weren't meeting some of those requirements that we, as a current board, think need to be met. So we voted to part ways with our existing executive director. In terms of providing short-term operational support, how do we keep this thing moving forward so that we can ensure that we're meeting our contractual obligations with the county? We signed that embed agreement with Best Friends Animal Society. So we're going to be bringing in a professional, somebody who's ran other animal shelters, to come in and tell us what we need to do to make sure that we're operating ours the way that you expect and the way that we as a board would expect. As part of that, we're going to be doing a search for a full-time replacement, hopefully with Best Friends and any other stakeholders, you know, kind of input, so that we can have somebody that's in place moving forward. We heard you know, your request for financials. As a brand new board, I hadn't received any financials either. That was one of my first questions is, hey, where are we at? Where's our budget? I want to see where we're at and how are we losing money? That was not able to be provided. You know, Shane McMichael had said that he was going to provide that stuff. Unfortunately, he resigned directly after that. So you pivot to fix that problem. Caleb's met with an accountant. They're willing to, we've given them access to QuickBooks. They're going into our financial records this weekend to provide an update and a quote on how we can get our financial statements in order and something that both the board and the county can rely on. So trying to address the financial reporting piece and get that to where it should have been all along. You know, Commissioner Van Beek mentioned some of the social media stuff. I kind of addressed that. It's not beneficial for anybody on the board of West Valley or West Valley as an entity to be fighting with our you know, largest supporter, contractual supporter. That doesn't do us any good, and in fact, we'd rather have you on our side to, you know, help us in negotiating with the cities and other jurisdictions to get us to a point where we can provide all of those non-mandatory services that the community and the citizens want. So we're trying to do everything and be as upfront and honest with you as possible as people who are stepping into that burning dumpster and trying to stamp out the flames. This is where we're at. We know, and none of us are satisfied with where we're at. We're trying to put together a plan that we can move forward and get you there. And we're really honestly sitting here wanting to know what we can do, Commissioner Brooks, to get to that personal bar outside of what we've already done. I know the counties, you know, you have the ability to have somebody as a board member, and that's written into our existing bylaws. It's included in those updated bylaws that Aaron was very gracious in providing. If you know, the county needs or feels that would help, and being part of our board meetings and looking, you know, at what we're trying to do is, you know, something that we'd be willing to entertain as well. But we're literally just trying to all of these things that you bring up, and we're trying to address them all step by step. I know Dr. Rosenthal has been very helpful in communicating with you guys and discussing things with us. So, you know, trying to leverage any entity support that we can and give you the answers, as unsatisfying as they may be, because trust me, we're not satisfied either. But I can't just make it magically happen. All I can do is tell you, hey, these are the steps that we've taken. Hopefully every time we sit down and we meet with you guys, we're closer or moving in that right direction. And honestly, we're willing to work with you guys as much as you're willing to work with us. And because ultimately, we don't want to see the services that the county deserves and the care that the animals require, we don't want to see any of that go in the wrong direction.
Chairman?
Yes.
You said you've signed agreements. Do you have copies of those agreements?
We have a copy of that embed agreement and the link to this document that was provided today. Link. built into that PDF, sorry.
Yeah. And I'll send over an email now, a copy of the agreement we have already executed with the River Valley and Best Friends Animal Society to have somebody in that role.
I think I'm in the same spot.
I think you're in the same spot.
Okay. You guys have a vet? Who's providing? Who's the contracted veterinarian today?
Nick, do you want to answer that?
Yeah, sorry. Give me one moment here. Short answer is yes. They do still have at least two staff vets on file. We're going through the employment everything now, but they do have vets of record on file and employed, as well as still maintain a relief vet, at least one, if I'm not mistaken, for contract for services. Of the signed agreement between Best Friends in the West Valley, I just emailed as an attachment that same thread.
Know if you have any filed lawsuits against you on the employees that were summarily terminated?
None that I'm aware of.
Okay. Do you have any lawsuits that have been filed about any other issues to your organization? Okay.
Who's keeping the books today?
The collective effort of the board since Shane resigned 13 days ago. But that's, as we mentioned earlier, that's what we're hoping to change our board meeting on Monday when we can make a decision on an accounting system and bookkeeping system going forward.
Staff down at the shelter are still doing QuickBook entries. I don't think anybody on the board is going to respond with 100% confidence that those are being done correctly. You can review the QuickBooks documents that we provided to you. It's a work in process, and it's a significant weakness currently. But again, we hope to have that settled this weekend.
So even based on the information you just provided, do you have any idea, like the last 30 days, what the financial position is?
Nick, did you want to speak to that?
Yes. With the influx, with the initial grant, so Best Friends did provide a temporary relief grant of $67,000 to West Valley Humane Society to make sure, you know, their core staffing levels were able to be maintained. And services continue to be provided at that core level. Those were there, and as it stands, the primary account for West Valley is positive with approximately just over $50,000. But I'm speaking from memory. I do not have that number up directly in front of me. And I will add on to that, that is pending the I think as you stated, the May payment and the June invoice for county contract services.
So I'd like a point of clarification. It was my understanding that both the Nampa and Caldwell were no longer being charged or invoiced out for the animals delivered. Is that just scuttlebutt? Is there any validity to that? Do you have invoices that you see on the records that they've been invoiced and they've made payments?
No, they've been making payments. Nick, do you have up-to-date records on that?
Stand by. I'm actually going to see if I can verify that right now.
Everything I've seen, you guys are only open by appointment. Are there any operations going on right now that are actually generating revenue outside of somebody just sending in a check? Are you providing any sort of service today that generates revenue back in?
I'm not going to answer that question.
I know that they haven't ceased adoption services. Quick review, just uneducated review of our 990s. I know adoption services is a large portion of the income. They haven't suspended that.
Okay.
Yeah, between that and donor revenue has continued to cut in, plus the other service fees and revenue that come from regulation, licensing, and other sources. I can't say with clarity at this moment the value of either any specific line item, and that is one of the accounting pieces that we are working to clarify.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Just for the dog.
And what I will say in terms of the invoices, it does show invoices out for Nampa and Caldwell. So it does show in QuickBooks that invoices have been sent for May and June, as well as for Canyon County.
Can you divulge what that monthly invoiced amount was to Nampa and to Caldwell?
So the number is not a direct number every month. Their numbers appear to have some variance in them. Just looking again purely at the invoices, one piece we are working on our side is reviewing all the jurisdictional contracts to clarify. But what I will say is the most recent invoice for Nampa is just under $4,000, $3,990, and for Caldwell it is $5,416.
Chairman?
Yes.
Have you guys had any discussions with either of those entities? Their city council, their mayor?
Not in the last 2 weeks since we met, no.
Since you met with who?
Here.
Since you met. When was the last time you met with them? Like,
I have not since I joined the board. I don't believe any of us have since we joined the board. It's on the list that continues to grow.
What I can say, one piece I can add to that is that we were aware that executive director was working with, I believe, Nampa. Please don't hold me. It very well could be Caldwell, but this is based on memory right now. Had been meeting with them in regards to their contract, and that was earlier in the year, in terms of, I think it was Caldwell, with the movement, I think, to the contract to have a 5% escalation added in there on a 2-year contract.
So you do have a active contract going with Nampa and Caldwell? I mean, the whole point of my questioning is the scuttlebutt is that your director was choosing not to pursue funding that had already been contracted with the city of Nampa, with the city of Caldwell. And my heartache is that I'm a county commissioner and I'm paying disproportionately multiple times more than the two metropolitan areas that are utilizing a lion's share of the services. So I have a little bit of a heartache about that. In addition to, I'm providing the facilities for $12 a month.
Here.
So I'm just trying to be a good steward of the resources that I am to in charge of distributing, and I'm just trying to get some substantiation that you all are going to be treating them at the same rate that you're willing to tap the county on. And I'll bet you money that we aren't even one-third of your volume, the people that are out in the unincorporated areas of this county. Because I know it, because the population base isn't there.
I can say that's absolutely our intent, is to continue building those relationships with them. Like I said, we haven't to date, because we've been trying to make sure we were lucky enough to be first on our list, that we wanted to make sure we understand where our relationship's at and how we can continue forward. We've got, that's part of our plan as a board, is to meet with each of them and to make sure that the contracts reflect the appropriate level of services being provided.
Fortunately, how government finances go, you pretty well have missed the boat for this whole fiscal year. And so will be us. If whatever we choose to do or not do, pretty sure we're not going to open up the budget for this one line item. So it is what it is, and that's what it'll be for the next 12 months. And I think that's probably where it'll be for Caldwell and Nampa, unless they're running on, unless they got the cash somewhere in the back room. They're going to be stuck in the same level of participation that they contractually tied themselves to.
Yeah, the timing's not great, and we are running with the cards we've got for sure.
Okay. But where I'm sending you a check for, what is it, 12K or 14K? I can't remember.
16,667.
Oh, but who's counting? 16,6. And they're chiming in at less than $9,000. There's a boatload of inequity here.
Chairman, for clarification, was that $39.90 and the $54.16 monthly or annually for those two?
It was monthly, but Nick was saying that it looks like it varies, so he's not sure, but that was for this past month.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that.
That's most recent,
Chairman, if I may, I did a little bit of that analysis myself. It's something I was looking at. I think the county currently provides 56% of our contractual revenue. And again, I don't think that that's an equitable distribution based on services. And that's one of the things, you know, I mentioned earlier. We want to make sure that we're on a good page with you folks. You guys are providing the facilities and the contractual support, but we feel that we're, you know, very inadequately supported by some of the municipalities as well. It's something that we're hoping to address. It's hard to come, you know, with your hands out begging for money when we don't have anything to adequately show that, but we do know that we have some funding issues with various contractual partners. It's something that, you know, we want to be on the same page with you folks on and hopefully use your leverage and your relationships to kind of help us out with that moving forward if that's the direction that the county hopefully chooses to go with West Valley. So something we're well aware of and hope to fix in years forward. Hard time to have that come up as budgets are being finalized, but
yeah, they are. would we like to go from here?
Oh, I'm trying to figure that out. The obvious thing here is that you guys have signed up for a really crappy job, and that's partly why we are here, is board members before you have just bailed. You don't even have a financial incentive in this unless, you know, those bylaws are written to where you're getting a check or something, but
they're not.
You really need an executive director that has a financial interest willing to go out there and solicit the funding. Mr. Chairman, I don't know what else we do other than leave, at least for now, the amount that we have been considering. Like, if everything was running correctly, the amount that we would consider going forward with this organization, how much time do you guys think you need? I mean, are we going to gain some more financial information or whatnot, or more direction from you guys in 2 weeks? I mean, we're getting to a point, like, what is it, 8 or 9 days from now, the clerk's got to present a budget, to a suggested budget to us. So we're,
well, not to be negative Nancy, but we can always take less than what the clerk publishes.
Correct.
We can't take more.
You have until the, sorry, yeah, Chairman, Commissioner, we can just keep rolling this forward, and then it could be a very, very last second decision, literally in the public hearing. It could even be in the published budget after my presented, after the tentative budget, published budget, public. You can roll that down. We can't put it back in at that point. Yeah.
Chairman.
Yes.
I'm in favor of that suggestion to leave the status quo. But I'm also in favor, you know, the loud and clear that there's some reorg and some grace that you're trying to establish. And in, I think you're hearing maybe what needs to be done and prioritized. But in the meantime, I would also, our contract, I'm looking at our legal counsel, September 30th, right? Yeah. And so we have 2 months and a couple of days that, I don't know how long it takes, but where this is an organization that requires benevolence and the heart for this kind of work and service, it should be reevaluated to ensure on a more complete and regular basis that it's functioning as it should. So I'm still going to stand by. I don't think that an RFP process, I don't know how long that takes to get that together, but, you know, we're going to be right there at the contract period. I don't know if we can do it in 2 months. I don't know.
It's pretty tight to do it in 2 months. Just for full disclosure, I'm interested in having our legal look at our lease agreement, and we're going to review that to protect us. And I'm not threatening you whatsoever, but in light of how poorly we're being treated proportionally, I want to look at that contract with a fine-tooth comb, and I want to see, make sure that we're protecting our voters. I don't have a problem giving you guys a chance, because it wouldn't be any different than an RFP, and Joe and Susie show up with a new organization to lease our facility. They don't have those agreements with the cities, but I'll tell you what. Those cities will go to their knees pretty darned quick when they don't have some place to deliver their problems. And I'm not threatening the city at all. I'm just speaking what reality is. But it burns me to find out how disproportionate we are. And that isn't your two faults. That's just how it's shooken down over the years. And it needs to get corrected. And that might be somewhat of what I want written into the next lease agreement. So just heads up with that. So I guess I am begrudgingly in favor of leaving this in at this amount for this meeting. And if you guys, is
I have a question, Chairman.
Yes, go ahead.
In this amount, I just want to be clear. The request was 300,000 in the ongoing contribution with 100,000. That's what's in power plan to the shelter. That's a $100,000 increase that's direct to them over the arrangement in the prior years was 200,000. $100,000.
And Chairman, that's.
Let me confirm that.
Right, because I thought it was 200,000 plus 100,000 in maintenance.
That's. But let me just. So when I hear status quo, this amount, I want to make sure that I don't know if you're proposing to keep it as it's been or to put the placeholder for the increase, or if it's the charges maybe for them to go to the cities and try to look at that. I think the county's also in the past has budgeted that 200, has budgeted that 200,000, and then the 100,000 for maintenance as a placeholder for Director Britton to be able to serve the maintenance of the building as needed. There have been some years where a journal entry showed that anything below the 100,000, the difference was a check was cut to them. In addition to the 200,000. So the practice has varied somewhat, but right now what's in power plan is 300,000 plus the 100,000. I don't know if you want that or the 200,000 plus the 100,000.
Zach has a little history.
The original contractual agreement was for the remainder of the maintenance budget to be paid at the end. That changed a number of years ago where the county then retained any maintenance holdover.
That explains okay. Practice change a few years ago. Yeah. Okay.
Those rascally contracts.
Chairman.
Okay. So, to be clear.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Steve-O had something to add.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Put on the record that the budget hearings for the cities in Canyon County are up on the screen. They'll have to have a 2-week window to finalize their budget so they can publish it. So the time to run it very, very short.
2 weeks after those dates?
No,
or two
before.
Four.
Thank you.
Before. 2 weeks before.
Okay.
So you just have number of days on some of them.
Right.
And yeah. I know at least in Nampa's case, they've already approved their tentative budget. So it would be a big ask. And that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And Chairman, to your point, if you were going to encourage them to go and make the big ask, right now Nampa's at 11.5%, Caldwell's 15%. If that's all of the funding you have is those three, and we're at 72.6%. So, like, can you give them, do you have a number in mind that you would like to see that ask at?
I don't feel at liberty that's my business to even suggest.
Okay. Well,
I'm just telling you what the numbers is on my right. side of this dais, and I'm saying it's not fair.
And I'm hearing what you're saying, what I heard from the other side of the table, in fairness, on the just mediating a conversation, is that they are trying to meet an expectation, and so we haven't put that out there on what that looks like.
Chief?
I just have one thought. I know we wrote into the bylaws that we have the option to be on the board. I think going forward, if this is a consideration of the board, that we invoke that and have somebody to have access to those financials to provide to the board at any given time. The who is the question, but I think there needs to be some kind of representation from the county on that board.
Okay.
Either non-voting or advisory, however that affects.
Just for the record, I would prefer that. That would be helpful. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I'm at this time comfortable, or at most comfortable, with 200,000 and then up to 100,000 for the facility.
I'll support that, Chairman.
Okay. All right. Clerk, is that help you?
I heard that loud and clear.
Okay. All right. Are we requesting from their board to meet with us again before we make any other decisions, or are we just...
Chairman, I understand they have a lot to do. If they bring substantive information that could sway the board one way or the other, but I think really the board has at this, it's a lot of, it, you've answered the questions, but I don't know if there's anything new to Commissioner Brooks' point that would incentivize or trigger a different meeting unless there's more. It's different.
No, our work in setting the next steps for the inside is hefty, for lack of a better word, but mm-hmm. And we'd be happy to meet at any interval that felt appropriate to provide updates, but I'm not going to drive that. But let us know. That's the wrong way.
Mr. Chairman, email works mm-hmm. without a public meeting.
Yep.
So we can receive information as you guys get it, in my opinion.
Okay. I'd like to commit we're going to make 90-day reports, at least for the next year, that we can provide. If there's specific feedback or substance you want included, let us know. We'll provide what feels most top of mind and important. But if we're missing something, please tell us.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'd be interested in receiving whatever information you guys gather next week. I guess it's probably more time is of the essence, whatever you get. Pass on and give us a chance to review it.
And I will share for the, I apologize. I was going to say, I was looking through contracts. I was able to identify the contract updates for one of the jurisdictions with NAMPA with an annual rate for 2025, I apologize, $83,300.
I'm sorry, that was
$83,300, yes.
Thank you.
That's what's been committed for 2025, Nick?
Yeah.
That's correct, yes.
That's a significant increase.
Yeah.
NAMPA. They were at 47, they went to 83. So can we just verify that again? NAMPA's commitment for last year was 47,880, and you said, Nick, that this year they've, for fiscal year 25, it's at 83,000?
That is, I've pulled a copy of the contract from our files here. It is, I'm seeing this now. It's not a fully executed version. It looks like a draft of it. Does not mean that. Don't have a fully executed one in the file here. But that is correct. $18,300 was the application. And I'm trying to see if there is an escalation. If I'm able to find more information, we can probably provide that over email.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. I'm good.
We're good?
I think so. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you for joining us.
Clerk, you good?
Yep.
You're deep in contemplation. All right. If that's good, we will, we're good for do adjourn?
Yes.
Please.
Let us be adjourned. Thanks.